Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Every day, people add more flowers, signs, shoes, and teddy bears to the makeshift marathon bombing memorial in Copley Square. Helping organize the site is a group of self-appointed volunteers, including Ed Starbuck.
My feelings in my heart are incredible that people care enough to bring things here and to come and leave some of their grief. It's just very cathartic for people.
But the city will soon have to dismantle the memorial, so archivists are trying to decide what to do with all the items. Rainey Tisdale is an independent curator who's advising the city on how to preserve the marathon items while trying to be sensitive to people's attachment to the site.
It's clear Bostonians still need to have a place they can go to do the memory work around this event, and they need that memorial to be in place still right now. So I think the city is really trying to juggle those two issues, and it's a very thin line and a moving target to come up with the right timeline for what happens.
So when to disassemble it, as you say, is something to be figured out. But in the meantime, some items have begun to be taken away. Would you tell us what's been removed so far?
In advance of the rain that we had in Boston last week, the Boston City Archives did go down to the memorial and collect up all of the paper items. They are particularly susceptible to rain. And also, because the Boston City Archives really, you know, deals in paper all the time, they already know exactly what they need to do to properly preserve those.
Rainey, however all these items are eventually preserved, will they be locked away somewhere in City Hall, or will they be somewhere where the public can go and see it years from now?
First of all, the City Archives is in West Roxbury. They have a facility in West Roxbury. And so they are planning to take as many items as possible there. But, you know, that's limited to people coming and, you know, one by one viewing this material. It has to be taken from the shelf and, you know, all of that. And so one of the things that I'm definitely concerned about and that I'm working to organize is, you know, some sort of exhibition, hopefully to take place at the one-year anniversary of the bombings, that would give the people of Boston and the running community a public place to go and see these objects all together and, you know, make meaning from them and have a way of processing their emotions and their memories from this event.
Rainey, you've said in the past that you hope that not only the memorial items will be saved, but other items related to that day. What else do you hope gets preserved?
We should think about things like Bill Ifrig's orange singlet, Carlos Arredondo's bloodied American flag that showed up in so many photographs from that day.
Bill Ifrig is the older man, famously, who fell near the finish line as the bombs went off.
Right, and then got back up and finished the race, and he was wearing that bright orange singlet, so he showed up in all of that video. I'm really concerned to collect something from Mayor Menino's experience of this event. We all know that this has had a dramatic effect on his narrative as mayor of Boston. Think about those international flags that were waving at the bomb site. There are just a lot of different objects that have great meaning, and we need to make sure that they find homes as well.
Rainey Tisdale is an independent curator who's helping the City of Boston archive mementos left at the Marathon Memorial. Rainey, thank you.
Thank you, Sasha.